Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The second baseman, Darryl Thomas. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Montefusco. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John Montefusco. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Worthen. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan Worthen. And now, play ball. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops it up and throws to first, with Montefusco covering, for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to third. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer takes first base on ball four. Carter moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Montanez moves to second. One out. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights takes first base on ball four. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill strikes out. Two outs. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Joshua. Foley reaches second base with a double. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 1 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joshua moves to third. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. Joshua scores. One out. It's 2-0, Giants. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Montanez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montefusco fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Joshua. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthen fields it and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to second. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco is 0 for 1 in the game. Montefusco hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackinnon takes first base on ball 4. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthen is 0-for-1 in the game. Worthen bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 2 outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-2 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Joshua. Biotner reaches second base with a double. Mackinnon moves to third. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joshua. The throw from Carter and he is out, Foley applying the tag. One out. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mercer moves to second. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mercer scores. Matthews moves to second. It's 3-0, Giants. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Matthews moves to third. Montanez moves to second. Don Carruthers now pitching. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reitz hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco is 0-for-2 in the game. Montefusco is hit by the pitch. Hill moves to second. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Joshua bunts towards the mound. Carruthers fields it and throws to first for the out. Hill moves to third. Montefusco moves to second. One out. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hill scores. Montefusco moves to third. It's 4-0, Giants. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Foley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mercer strikes out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Montanez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Montanez reaches second base with a double. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel pinch hits for Don Carruthers. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Biotner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Steve Renko now pitching. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wrights hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montefusco is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Montefusco hits a fly ball into right field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Giants. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to third. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dwyer tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Giants. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales pinch hits for Steve Renko. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos 2. The Giants will come to bat. Fred Sherman now pitching. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Larry Biedner. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear throws to second for one, and Thomas throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Jorgensen moves to second. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.